My name's Rex Robinson. I live at James Thomas Court in Sebastopol. It's my home and that's by choice. I've chosen to come and live here because I think it's a great spot. So Sandra and I met, we got married in, I think it was September sometime. And we were married for 40 odd years, I can't remember. And we met, she was my secretary. Back in the days when you had secretaries, there was no such thing as telephones and, you know, all the FPOS and all the rubbish you got now. I worked for a company called Ace Dry Cleaners. And they were an industrial dry cleaning firm, a division of Brad Mill Industries. Mm-hmm. And they, their job was to, I think there was about 7 or 18 men work for me, going around collecting dirty and replacing it with clean, you know, that's just turnover stuff. She needed a job and I gave her one and the rest is history. I've got two sons, Luke and Nick, and they both live in Ballarat. They're both tradesmen and they're hard workers and they've got their own businesses and they, you know, they've got machinery and all that. So, you know, they're chugging along okay. Brings us up to where we are now. And when Sandra died, I said to the kids, being both boys, and they both got wives and they're both good girls, but there's no way in the world they were going to look after me. So I took the decision. I said, look, I'll find a place that'll take care of me and, you know, do all the things that I need. But I was looking for a nursing home, which this is, but I didn't need the high care, I just needed some care, yeah. You get the full care anyway, whether you like it or not, but, I came here once, I went a bit ratty. I can't remember that period of my life, but for a few months I went quite mad, but just off the planet. And I came in here into TCP for a couple of months, and then I went out to the place out near Wendouree Village, and that was very high care, not for me. People were really high dementia, very, very, and I couldn't get out of there quick enough, but it took me 4 months to get out. Anyway, I got a place here and they promised me comfort. I've got an extra room and I really have not had a chance to do anything with it to make it look like any semblance of me. But anyway, we're getting there. The point I wanted to make to you was that the decision to come in here was mine, totally mine. As I said to you, those girls, two girls are good girls. They've both got two relatively young children and they couldn't have me because some days I'm really not well. I'm quite sick. And those boys have got to work. I spoke to the children about this and of course they were in full agreement because they knew that it couldn't happen the other way. So that's how I got here, my choice. Pressure on those children to do any more than to visit, and they don't do that very often. And I said, you don't have to visit very often. You're at the end of the phone. Just pick it up and ring me. Bang. I don't miss anything about having a house. We've always had houses and swimming pools and good houses. Don't miss a thing about it. The only thing I miss is my wife.
Stelle, dall'alba vincerò.